We're learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting right after the Mishnah from the Gemara. In the Mishnah, we established that it's Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. Giving Karban Pesach even on Shabbos, the Chal Erev Pesach, you could do Shchita Zrika on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, and that's what we established. Our Gemara is going to discuss that with the Makar is and so on and so forth. Tana Rabbanan, into the Brisa. Halacha zu nesa'am bnei b'seiru. This halacha, bnei b'seiru were the nesi'im of Eretz Yisrael at that time. They were nesi'im. And they forgot this halacha. Pam achas chal arba asa lias b'shabas. The 14th day of Nisan landed on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. Shalchu v'layodu in Pesach d'eches Shabbos. They didn't know, they forgot, if Yilad bring Karm Pesach landed on Shabbos. And laugh. Amru. They said, "Klum yesh om shideya in Pesach deichas Shabbos." Does anyone here know in Lav? Anyone here know if Pesach is deichas Shabbos or not? Amru lahem, Odom echad yesh. There's a person here, a very chashuv person. Yesh olam Bavel, just came up from Bavel. The Hillel HaBavli Shemay. His name is Hillel HaBavli, the famous Hillel. Shishimesh shnei gedolei Adar Shemayim v'Avtalion. He learned by two of the gedolei Adar Shemayim v'Avtalion. V'yadeya, and he knows in Pesach deichas Shabbos in Lav. He knows the answer. Shalchu v'karu loy. They went and called him and brought him in. Amru loy. They asked him, "Klumat yedei ma Pesach deiches Shabbos and Lav? Do you know if the Pesach is deiches Shabbos?" Amru lahem v'chi Pesach echod yashlonu v'shona. Deiches Shabbos. I think we only have one time such a case of Pesach. Halei harbe yosim esayim pesachim yashlonu v'shona. We have 200 pesachim a year. Deiches Shabbos. What does he mean? He means that every single Shabbos we bring two kabbanos for Tamidim, for Tamid, and two kabbanos for Musaf. So altogether four kabbanos a week. How many weeks are in a year? 50. 50 times 4 is 200. So he's saying, you have big shaila now, if Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, you bring 400 kabbanos on Shabbos every single year. 52 weeks. Well, that's in the, we're going with the lunar, and then the solar. In the lunar, it's 354 days in a year, in the lunar year, which is 50 weeks plus a few days. But I have to figure it out exactly. But if it's 50 weeks. 50 weeks plus 4 days. I'll call upon him. So he said, what do you mean? You have this 200 times a year. I thought you were going to ask Dimakash. Moshe meant to ask Dimakash. L'chayra, there's more than that. Because every Yontif, you have another 14 kabbalas and sukkahs. On Yontif, you have a bunch of kabbalas. So what about that? Comes it really to 300, which is Yishalmi asked the Kasha. Echanami, we're going, once you have 200, we know already, we get the idea. So the question is, he told Hillel said back, what do you mean? We know that 200 Pesachim, Deichayim, means we have Talmud 200 times a year, Talmud HaMasafim. So he says, so that's why I'm not worried. Pesach also, same thing. Omru loy minayin loch. How do you know to learn out Pesach from Talmud HaMusaf, or what's the Dimyan? I'll tell you why. Nema mayadei b'pesach. It says the word mayadei b'pesach. Nema mayadei b'tamid. This is mayadei b'tamid. Ma mayadei omer b'tamid deiches haShabbos. Look, mayadei. It says b'tamid deiches haShabbos. Af mayadei omer pesach deiches haShabbos. Same thing. Mayadei. It says b'pesach deiches haShabbos. So right now this drasha needs a beer because we're saying, how do you know we learn out pesach from Talmud? Oh, because mayadei. How do you know by Talmud itself it's deiches? From the word mayadei. If that's the way you learn out, so learn out mayadei from pesach alone. So tomorrow we'll discuss that. Balak Apanim, he said, you know, look, all year round we bring kabbalas on Shabbos, so Pesach also. So they asked him, so how do you know Pesach is like Thomas? He said, because Me'adah, just like by Me'adah by Thomas means Doiches Shabbos, Me'adah by Pesach also means Doiches Shabbos. Now, that also means Doiches Shabbos. Now, why that Me'adah is more possible than Me'adah, we'll see in the Gemara. But another limit is Kavachaymu. Well, my Thomas, Jainanish Karas, Doiches Shabbos, Me'adah Thomas, if you don't bring a Thomas, you're not Chayav Karas. Still, is Deiches Shabbos, Pesach, Sh'oinish Karos, and Deiches Shabbos. And saying, second of all, besides for the Gzeri Shavah, Me'adah, Me'adah, I have a Kavachaymer. Tomba is not so common like Pesach, doesn't have a Karos, still Deiches Shabbos. Pesach, Sh'oinish Karos, and Deiches Deiches Shabbos. Me'ad, after they heard these drashas and the Kavachaymer, Me'ad Heshevu Barosh, they made him in charge, the Rosh Shiva, and we knew Nasi Aleim, and they made him the Nasi. Because he knew the most, his biggest Talmud Chacham. Vayidoyrish kol yom kulay b'hilchas Pesach. And the rest of that day, he darshan the whole day in Hilchas Pesach. Hizchil mekantram b'dvarim. Hillel started chappering them, teasing them, ke'ilu. you know, on their madrega, and Talmud Lehem, he told them, "Mi garam lechem shalom bavel ve'yanasi lechem." What caused that I should come up above and all of a sudden be the nasi? You know what caused this? Atzlos shayis bechem, because you were lazy. So shemashtem shnei gedor le'ador shmaya v'avtalion. You were not mishamish two gedor le'ador shmaya v'avtalion. He's trying to, so Ben Yehuda says he wasn't trying to shepherd them, he's trying to motivate them and tell them, look, you know how I became a gadol? Because I worked hard, I wasn't lazy. I learned hard, I learned barabayim. So you also continue doing that and you will also vaxize. The B'nai B'seira, I forgot the names, but I'm stuck to idiots, it brings the B'nai B'seira, I think it was Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yeshua. It was the B'nai B'seira were three recognizable gedolei tanoim. Who the B'nai B'seira were. The B'nai B'seira weren't small people. They were the G'dayla Tanayim. I and the Mishnah Idiots, that's who the B'nai B'seira were. Akaponim. So here, Hillel was telling them, you know, that's why I became so big. Omer Lo, so they asked him another question. Omer Lo, Rabbi, Shachach Lehevi Sak Merav Shabbos Maho, what's the halacha? Now that we established that you bring the Karm Pesach on, you bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos, what about if you don't have a knife? What do you do then? Are you allowed to carry it on Shabbos? Let it carry it. Basically, it's like a case of machshirim a little bit. You let it carry it. Omalehem halacha du shemati v'shachachti. So the way Rashi seems like he learns and is that they knew that they weren't allowed to bring the knife on Shabbos. Shabbos, how to bring it? How do you bring it on Shabbos? That was the question. How do you bring it? So he said, you know, I forgot what's the way to bring it, but let's see what happens tomorrow. He says, let's see how the people bring it. And we'll know that must be the meaning, how to bring it when it lands up on Shabbos. So, halach lahem b'Yisrael, ain't neviim heim, even though they're not neviim, b'nei neviim heim, they're the children of neviim, and we'll see what how they know. L'machar, the next day, misha pischoy tleh, the halach is, you're allowed to bring a Karm Pesach, either from sheep or from a goat. So, a sheep has a lot of wool, so misha pischoy tleh, toch voy b'tzamra, they stuck the knife into the wool, and that's how they carried it. It was k'lach yad, and we'll see in the Gemara on base, it was mutter. In this case, Makom Mitzvah was Mutzah Duklach Yad. Misha Pischei Gedi, someone who had a goat for Pesach, and the goat doesn't have hair, doesn't have wool, Toich by Bein Karnav, you stick it between his horns. Ramaisa, Hillel saw this Maisa, and this guy, Locha, and you remember, this is Taka what they used to pass him. Mama Kach Mekabalani, Bishmai Bavatalion, the way to bring it is Klach Yad. Akaponim, so he forgot this halacha, and then they remembered. So it was bothering me over here. This is not going to be found anywhere. I didn't find this cash anywhere. Is that if we have this thing that let the Klal Yisrael do what they want, and then we'll establish a minhag from what they do? So why the whole shaila of Pesach on Shabbos also? Let's wait till tomorrow. See if they even bring the Karm Pesach. You see, they remember the minhag had to carry it there, but they forgot the minhag by bringing the Karm Pesach on Shabbos. That doesn't make sense. That was. So either you have to say, because this they had a makar for, so that's why this they knew the answer, so they said the answer. Echanami could have waited tomorrow. But there is a me'iri that says that they didn't forget, B'nai B'seira didn't forget to be allowed to bring the Pesach on Shabbos, because it happened every 7 years, at least every 7 years. It happens almost every 7 years. In a 14-year period, it happens, I think, twice. In a 14-year period, it happens that the Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. So, therefore, it for sure happened. So they didn't forget. They wanted to know what the Makar is. That was the Shaila. If he's that, that's better. Then there's no, you can let them do the minig for the Makar. But like upon him, that's what bothered me a little bit of Aura here. Another Aura here, this is Taisvis' Aura, that it's mashma, they brought the knives from home. Don't you need a klisharis for Shechita? What do you think, Wes? You need a klisharis for Shechita. A klisharis for that. So Taisa answers, they attack on Makdashit. They'll Makdashit now, and that's the Klisharis. There are Rishonim who say you don't need a Klisharis for Shechita. Just like a Zara's Kashav Shechita, you don't need a Klisharis, but it's a big Shechita over here. Huh? So the Gemara on base talks about a lot of Makdashit on Shabbos. They're Makdashit for Shabbos. They're going to be Makdashit for Shabbos. They knew they were going to bring it tomorrow. They're Makdashit for Shabbos. Now, I don't know if they didn't have enough time to bring it, I guess, before Shabbos, but enough time to Makdashit. He's asking that, Lachar, if you had time to think about Makdashit, just bring it over.
Yeah,
bring it over.
Where people dumping a million knives.
No, they're not yours. Yeah, it's hectic. Yeah, that will be a problem. The problem is that it was a little late. They said Hillel was dashing the whole day. There's other kashas. What?
This whole thing sounds like it happened on Shabbos.
No, right. That's a good question also. So they say it was a kol hayom, the whole Arab Shabbos. He was dashing, so they couldn't do anything. Akaponim, that's one thing Tosfos speaks out. Another thing Tosfos speaks out, what's the problem with carrying the knife? Isn't Yerushalayim not going to have an area? It has a wall around Yerushalayim, right? Taisa's answer we're talking about here after Achash and Nifritzu by process, after there was already banging the wall, preaching the wall. And there's a sugar riot to this Taisa's, is that because the Mishnah before said that they had the Karm Pesach, it says they couldn't walk home, they left it on Harabayas. Why can they walk home? There's an Erev. Teretz is Pratzis. Unless you want to say different Mishalta, what? Was that what? Was Muksa, then we can't bring the Harbayas either. Or the Shaila of Haitzah. Why is that Muksa? It's a good question. But
specifically,
no, it's no use in it. We got to eat raw meat. We can't eat it today. It's a good Shabbat to Muksa, but the more this is also Haitzah. Yeah. What? Yeah, last no. This is the rice of the Shabbat. So it's a carbon pesa. No, the carbon pesa. Oh, you worry about the knife is not mukso. No, I think you're asking about meat. The knife is not mukso. Knife is not mukso.
Yeah,
chiv do shchita. Knife is anyway. It'll only be a klishmak lissa anyway. And be mutl tzar gufim kaima. Yeah, it's not shal mukso on the knife. I think you're asking on the meat. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara over here. Amar. Never made the Pesach or never made the Tami. The Gemara said, "What was the drasha?" It says, "Mayadoi the Pesach." It says, "Mayadoi the Tami." We learn out this Mayadoi to this Mayadoi. Ma Mayadoi on the Tami Doiches Shabbos. Just like a Tami, the carbon Tami is Doiches Shabbos. After Mayadoi on Pesach, Doiches Shabbos. But Tami Gufaim and Olam. Hey, your Tami Doiches Shabbos. When Tami Gufaim and Olam Doiches Shabbos, Ilem Shem Chesivay Mayadoi, which means bring it on its day. So, and that's right, even on Shabbos. Pesach Nami Chesivay Mayadoi. It says Pesach also Mayadoi. You don't have to learn from Tami. They both say Elo me'adli mashmalei me'adli must not be mashmalei to him a drasha. So how can that be by Tamaros me'adli mashmalei? So what's the drasha? Elo makra by Tamaros is different pasuk. Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai al oilas hatamid. It's that we say this in davening. This is talking about the musivs that besides for oilas Shabbos Shabbatai al oilas hatamid v'niska. It says in the pasuk oilas hatamid was brought already on Shabbos. You see, clear, before the pasuk that on Shabbos, we bring the oilas tamid, and then we learn out, mayad mayadoi, to carbon pesach. Elam akra, oilas Shabbos about the oilas tamid, mechal, tamid, carve of a Shabbos. See, the tamid is carve of a Shabbos. Omamar, oit kavachaymer. They said, first of all, it's a zer Shabbos, mayad mayadoi. Then they say, it's a kavachaymer. Ma, tamid, she'inerish karos, deiches Shabbos, pesach, she'inerish karos, iner din, she'deiches the Shabbos. It's a kavachaymer, of course, if tamid is deiches Shabbos, for sure, the chorus, which is more chomer, is deicha Shabbos. So, frankly, more like a mifrach, is a pircha. Ma, the Talmud, you can't tadir kol. Talmud has a chumra, it's a oila. And first of all, it's tadir, you bring it every day. And second of all, it's kolil. You burn the whole thing of his mezbeach, it's more chomer. So, it's not, what's the kavachaymer? So, the Gemara, kavachaymer, you're right. First, the kavachaymer, uparchu, and B'nai B'Seri asked him this pircha, that it's tadir kol, that oila has a chumra. That it's tadir, it's every day and kolul. V'hal da'amaluhu gzeri shavu, then say gzeri shavu. Afraid of our kasha, if you have gzeri shavu, what's the point of bringing the kavachayim even first? You know gzeri shavu, you learned it from your Rebbe, so why bring the kavachayim in the first place? V'chim yachad gama gzeri shavu, kavachayim elam ali, why didn't the kavachayim erim? Ela ledidu kamaluhu. He's saying, to you, B'nai B'Seri, v'shlam gzeri shavu, like I'm here to understand, you don't have gzeri shavu, he's telling them. Because you didn't learn from your rabbi. You can't make Zer Shava yourself. But Loch is a Kavachayim, which is a Svara, you're allowed to make yourself. A Kavachayim, the Adam Dom Yatzmai, a Kavachayim that person does himself, you should have done it yourself. You should have made a Kavachayim. He said, it's a Kavachayim, no? Amalu. So they answered, no, I'm relay, Kavachayim Prichu is a Pircha the Kavachayim. So then Rabbi Hillel said, no, but I have a Kavach my rabbi, a Zer Shava. And that's the Seyda Gemara. The reason why he's brought a Kavachayim is just to say, Nebuchadnezzar, you yourself could have made that Kavachaymer yourself.